Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game at Penn State. Greg Sharp back in our Husker Sports Network studio and delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds for a chat about things going on at the university. Always great to see you.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
What's on your mind this week?
Well, you know, Greg, I've been thinking a lot about where the university's been and really where we're headed next. Many of us at this time of year set resolutions. I think it's appropriate when I think about the students and faculty and staff that I have the opportunity to work with on a daily basis. You know, the word that comes to mind for me is resolve. It's really a word that captures the spirit of Nebraskans. At the end of the day, we're really unafraid of a challenge and willing to work together toward a shared vision.
As you think about that vision and look toward the rest of 2019, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, really, it's just all about strengthening Nebraska. So let me just walk you through for a moment each of our four campuses and share what I've heard from the chancellors, the leaders on those campuses. Chancellor Green at UNL recently delivered his State of the University address, where he honored the university's 150-year history and outlined bold goals for the next chapter, noting that it would really be a disservice to Nebraskans to not think big about our future. I've heard UNO Chancellor Jeff Gold state that his goal is for every student on his campus to complete their academic journey. And, you know, why would we aim for anything less, especially when it comes to our metropolitan, urban-serving campus? Jeff also leads UNMC, where he's helped stand up one of the leading cancer centers in the country, and we continue to earn national headlines for UNMC's preparedness and monitoring all things around infectious disease. And then at UNK, Chancellor Doug Christensen talks about the life-changing power of higher education, the stories of first-generation college students who, frankly, may not otherwise have had access to college. And Doug wakes up every day making certain that every kid gets across the finish line.
Well, it sounds like all these visions center around impact, whether it be students or patients, or on Nebraska.
Yeah, and so, you know, maybe to be more specific, I talk about this and all the chancellors agree that we are doing everything we can to meet Nebraska's workforce crisis, that we're unified in our goal to build a more competitive engineering enterprise, for example. It's why we're working across campuses to expand our partnerships with small businesses, and it's why we are creating academic programs that will strengthen the workforce pipeline.
Any final thoughts for today?
Well, if the university is going to strengthen Nebraska, then we will need support from all those Nebraskans out there who love their university, especially with an important budget hearing coming up next month. I would ask our listeners to think about how NU has impacted them and then make sure to share those success stories with their friends, with their families, and frankly, with their elected officials.
Great to see you as always, and let's enjoy the rest of this game.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more halftime coming up next.